Out into the street and lived happily ever after. I think that silence is appropriate, and it shall remain appropriate.
His father said, said to Silverhead, my son, I give to thee the total of my lifetime's worth of alcoholic legacy. The ballpoint blue of old tattoos, the shrieks of a drunken whore, the wine-red scales of broken veins, a swim on the lavender floor. And Silverhead believed that his head was full of hair, not like a hamster, more like an armchair. Silverhead was sure he could pull out more and more and more and more and more and more.
They say that I'm unusual, but I don't think that's true. In fact, I'm just as usual as any one of you. And you are just as usual as any one of me. We are all as usual, a usual family. We're usual, we're usual, we're usual, we're usual. We are usual.
Hey, old dad, all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, one, two, three, four. Everyone is talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers. Some silly lyric, bring a swing as much as that.
Oh, we are saying. It's give booze a chance. All we are saying. It's give booze a chance.
Everybody's drinking up vodka, Africa, pink gins, or spins, bitter.
Sing. Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no, you know what I mean, a record.
Right, so I'll put you on the next B-side.
Macrobiotic, man.
That was the Bonzo Dog Band. I always loved that band, and I recently picked up CD reissues of their albums, which, by the way, are available for a very nice price from www.waysidemusic.com. Wayside has been around forever and definitely deserves a plug. But the CDs also include some really cool bonus tracks. You know how bonus tracks are often kind of lame? These are not. These are good. And that was called Sofa Head, which was a BBC recording that appears as a bonus on the reissue of the Let's Make Up and Be Friendly album. Before that was new music from Spook Boy. Before that was the Pocket Gods. And after Crawl Space was Group 1850. Group 1850 were a Dutch band, and the track you heard was from a 1969 performance, though the album wasn't released until 1974. If you're joining the music on Oral Innovation Space Rock Radio, be sure and click the band names on the playlist page, which will take you to websites where you can get more information on the bands and find out how to get their music for yourself. I'm going to wrap things up with two nice lengthy tracks. First up is another older band called Saint-Tropez. Saint-Tropez were an Italian band. I'm not completely clear on the details, but it seems the album was recorded in the late 70s, but not released until Mellow Records released it on CD in 1992. And after that will be new music from Sendalika. Sendalika are a Welsh band who had a very good album on the Rag label last year, and their album titled The Alternative Realities of the Reawaking Somnambulist was recently released by Tidy Like Records. We'll see you next time. Enjoy.
Bye. We'll be right back. The John Sinclair Show, now on Radio Free Amsterdam.
Stuff I Use, Baby. Lester Williams on Specialty Records. Big fat, juicy 10-inch, 78 RPM specialty single from around 1953 to kick off the opening Cannabis Cup 2006 edition of the John Sinclair Radio Show. I'm John Sinclair here at the Cannabis College. This afternoon, Tuesday, November 21st, celebrating our second anniversary with the radio show. And who would be more appropriate to celebrate with than our producer, engineer, webmaster, and all-around creative genius, Hank Botwinick.
Yeah.
And our executive producer, Dr. Larry Hayden. Ah, wow, everybody's here today. Yes. Okay, at the Cannabis College, Larry is fingering the opening tokes, and they will be...
Well, you just got back in town from Italy,
yeah.
And you found out that one of the coffee shops named a weed something that none of us knew about.
Oh, yeah, quite a pleasant
Could you
surprise.
Fill us in on the name of that weed?
John Sinclair.
Well, there you go.
From the damp ring.
From the damp ring. So I think we should start the year off with smoking some of your
reefer
own
man.
Weed.
Okay, right. Thank you. The reefer man, before he left through the jungles of an unnamed country, to carry out his current mission, had pledged that he would... Christen a strain of this great smoke that I really like that he had made called Congo Red. And he said he was going to unveil that this year at the Cannabis Cup and he was going to name it in my honor. And I said, man, I would really be honored if he did that. And then he disappeared, you know, on his mission. And all of a sudden, the day of the Cannabis Cup starts yesterday, here's this weed shows up. So I'm going to have a hit right now.
And there you go. Yeah,
I've been waiting for this all my life.
It's tasting nice.
Boy, when they named one after Jack Herer, I just thought, man, well, that's great for Jack, but what about me?
Well, now you got it.
Now they got to have a Ed Sanders. to honor, and an Allen Ginsberg to honor the founders of our movement.
There you go.
Who passed it on to me just like it was a big fat joint.
And that's just what it is, too.
Hank, would you have some John Sinclair?
Yeah, so congratulations there,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. What a thrill. Thanks, Larry.
Yep.
Make my day, bruh.
There you go.
Well, we got some good music. We got some good guests. Walter Noon.
Walter Noon's playing.
Doc is here. Doc Rosen, our favorite guest of all guests. Mine, because he also gives me my medical care.
Oh, his son's here also.
Yeah, Adam Brooks here, all the way from the Motor City. Christy Solansky and Lorna Clay, the drivers of the Cannabis College. And we're going to see all kinds of people this week.
Yes, we are.
Well, let's hear some music. Hank, what do we got? Oh, yeah, right. I just received onto my hard drive a copy of the first Captain Beefheart album, Safe as Milk. This is sure nothing. Yes, I do. Captain Beefheart and his magic band on the John Sinclair Radio Show.
I was born in the desert, came all up from New Orleans. Came upon a tornado, so loud in the sky. I wheel around all day with the moon sticking in my eye. Hey, hey, all you young girls, wherever you're at, I got a man in Cadillac, got a Ferrari wristband. Sure enough, baby, sure enough, baby. Out of the game.
I did, I did it a shame. Well, you're walking with people that you don't know. You're talking with people everywhere you go. You're walking, you're talking, you're walking, you're talking, you're talking with people that you don't know. Stick them up short, they don't go nowhere. Hold up, baby, with your long hair. Hold up, get up, stand up. We got to get out of the game. Somebody sit back enough. You better know your name. Backing up, backing up, backing up, backing up, baby, I'm out of the game. Mr. Sam from the Funky Nation and Mr. Drumroll Shorty.
Yeah, one of my favorite records of all time. Ike and Tina Turner on the Sue Records label around 1959 or 60. With the Ikettes, introducing the Ikettes. It's going to work out fine. Yes, indeed. That's what Hank told me 2 years ago. He says, yeah, we can do a radio show like this. It's going to work out fine. We can do it right here. And now we're doing program number 112. Yes, indeedy, oh, sweetie, as my mentor, the frantic one, used to say. We got nothing but the best and later for the rest. We got that jumping jive that's truly alive and that musical sounds to caress your ears, my dears. Yeah, we started at 3:20. We ain't gonna put the twister to the slammer till the chimes chime 4:20 here at the Cannabis College today. Yes, indeed. Doc Rosen, where you at, baby? Boy, are you a sight for sore eyes.
Hey, tell me about it. You've been missed. You've been missed.
Oh, Vicey McVersey. Yeah. I miss you when I don't see you, always. Hey. The last time we were on the show together, we were at the end of the cannabis, the legalized parade. Remember that over there by the Sloterdijk?
Yeah, that's right.
We were sitting out in that field, and we had a hell of a conversation, as I recall. Yeah. Hank captured every ounce of it, of course.
I saw you just before I left at the Winston.
Yes. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that was pretty hectic.
Oh, totally.
I remember so warmly sitting out there at that park.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the rolling through the streets of Amsterdam on the float. Trying to do a radio show while the bands were playing. That was a rough assignment, wasn't it, Hank? But, you know, everyone's different. Adam was saying, well, reminded me of when we were on the Pigeon Poetry Boat, cruising down the canals doing a radio show. That was pretty far out. This is pretty tame here at the Cannabis College.
You had a show here from over by Single on the cat boat, you know, the boat they have for stray cats. You know what that thing is called?
No.
The Posen boat?
No.
Pussy boat, literally. Ah. That's what it's called.
We'd fit right in.
And it's on the Single.
So to speak.
Problem is I'm allergic to cats.
Well, yeah.
At least in that number.
I know you aren't allergic to pussy. As much I know for a fact.
I plead innocent.
Thank you.
Young, innocent, and virginal.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Nobody's believing I say.
No. Fuck all that. You don't have to bullshit anybody on my program because only weirdos like us listen to it.
That's true.
We don't have to worry about the squares. They tune into this for half a minute and they say, Jesus Christ, Charles Mingus, blah. Ike and Tina Turner, ooh, I can't stand that Negroid singing, you know. So they aren't with us. Fuck them.
Yeah, really.
And then the FCC, of course, can kiss our ass because they don't have any. We aren't even in America. We're like broadcasting from space.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know,
Actually, I still...
Boy, am I glad to be here, Doc, and I'm glad to have you here to my left.
And, well, no, see, I'm in the middle for once, because my left is...
Yeah, well, yeah.
My son.
Does your son have a name, or is he strictly a product of your issue?
He even has a personality.
Yeah, I know that.
Ari.
Nice to see you, my brother.
What's up?
We're right here at the Cannabis College. Everything's happening now. It's the Cannabis Cup. Hundreds of stoned American youths are stumbling around the alleyways and canals of Amsterdam trying to remember... How did they get here and how did they get there? I remember the feeling so well. Because I was thinking earlier, when I came for the first time, it was in 1998, and I was invited to be the high priest of the Cannabis Cup. And I thought it was incumbent upon me, although it turned out to not make any difference at all. But I thought it was important that if I was the high priest, I should... T- taste each of the 42 brands of weed that were entered for the cup. So I smoked them all, one right after another, man. For like 6 days, I was just like, I was just in this fog, you know, complete fog, man. And you go somewhere and you go, where am I? These canals. Wasn't there a canal over here?
You still had a concept of a straight line in your head at that point.
Yeah.
You can't have here.
No,
you're thinking straight line.
You can have it, but it doesn't fit.
Yeah, well, you can have it, but you're going to be awfully lost.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I go for a nice walk every day now, so I'm learning. Every time I try to go places where I haven't been, so I have a little better idea. Because I love this place. It's so beautiful here, man.
You keep discovering new neighborhoods. You go through this tiny little alley that you've never gone through before, and all of a sudden,
pow!
Whoa!
It opens on a square somewhere, and there's a whole plaza of things.
And it's right behind. You find out it's right behind where you've been 200 times.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I love this place in that way, too. One of the things is that, you know, I was going down the street the other day here, and I was heading down the street. I walk down the street, and I see places that I know so well. Somebody comes up to me, and they ask for directions. Now, years ago, first time I came here...
That was you.
And I didn't understand that guy's directions either.
Right.
Because I realized after I told him where to go that this guy still had no clue.
Idea. No.
Because he was still thinking on a map grid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, there is one area of the city that has a map grid.
Which one is that?
The Pipe. It's named because it's got some straight streets.
I guess so.
That go on a grid. That's why it's called that.
That's where I'm staying, though. Where do you stand?
That's funny. Last time I was staying in the Pipe.
Yeah.
I'm staying in Central.
Oh, nice.
I'm right on Domrock.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, I'm staying in a crock.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Congratulations. And what's your mission this time?
Well, part of my mission here this time is I'm doing a couple of classes, but more importantly what I'm doing is trying to meet with you for one person and Larry, some other folks here. I have a little bit of a ganja voice right now. Sorry.
Use whatever voice
you brought
with you.
Actually, I'm not
sorry.
Yeah, it's one. It's the one. Anyway, but I'm trying to meet with some folks here and get the Ghana Project